know the truth.
Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Dr. Henry Matkow. He is a member of the Breaking All the Rules Columnist Guild. Henry has his own website at SaveTheMails.ca. That's SaveTheMails, M-A-L-E-S.ca. When you go to that website, you will find the most incredible listing of things related to feminism, Zionism, homosexuality, and so forth that probably you've ever read. Just take a look at the titles of the articles, and you will see how provocative and how deep and how insightful this man's writing really is. He has a current post today at Jeff Rentz's site at Rentz.com entitled, Betty Friedan, The Making of a Woman Hater. Dr. Matkow, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thanks, Mark.
Do you put the emphasis on the first or last syllable in terms of your last name?
I pronounce it Matkow.
Matkow. Okay, very good. That will help me then, because I couldn't decide whether to give it first syllable or second syllable emphasis. In regard to our conversation then today, what do you see, sir, as some of the central core issues that have caused our culture to become so polluted, and what do we do about it?
Those are huge, that's a huge question, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Well, you know, I tend to subscribe to the worldview that I think most of your contributors subscribe to, and this is a worldview that they try to marginalize and push to the side by calling it far right, you know. But in fact, it simply tries to uphold the things that our countries are supposed to stand for, which is democracy, individualism, freedom, family, God, you know, the things that, you know, we're taught to believe in and which we do believe in are considered far right. So, you know, I think my view is that the crux of our problem is the central banking cartel being privately owned. I mean, essentially we've given our credit cards to a bunch of private families over in England, and, you know, the Rockefellers in the States, a few others. And these people have literally bought, you know, bought all the politicians, bought the press, bought the schools, and are insidiously putting over their agenda because they have unlimited means. And if power was the only thing they wanted, or wealth was the only thing they wanted, perhaps we could live with that, but they want unlimited power, and they're in the process of trying to take away our freedoms as a result. So, and on top of that, they seem to belong to some kind of occult. They seem to be united by a belief in Freemasonry, which is essentially a belief in their own divinity and their own right to determine what is true and what is good. So they're an insidious force. They're pure evil. Pure evil is organized on the planet in the form of the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and the central banking cartel. So that's the essence of the problem. What to do about it, I don't know, because they control the media, and as a result, they control the minds. And all we can do is be grateful for the Internet, which gives us an opportunity to communicate and to get our view out, which I think is slowly getting out. I think they were too arrogant with this 9/11 thing. I think this woke a lot of people up to the reality that at the very heart of our government and our economic system are evil people.
We'll be back with Dr. Henry Matkow of SaveTheMails.ca. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on this for a while. Did it change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and major advertising co-op. Our business fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
San Antonio, Texas, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Dr. Henry Cow, who is, among other things, a member of the Being All the Rules News Columnist Guild. You can find all of Dr. Macau's most compelling articles on culture at SaveTheMails.ca. And if you turn today, Breaking All the Rules News' main webpage, and look to the column entitled BATR Columnists, you'll see a post there entitled Cruel Hoax, Newsweek's Marriage Crunch by Dr. Henry Macau. And, of course, I've already made reference to the fact he has a new piece today for Jeff Rentz on Betty Friedan. That is not the first time he has written an article on this particular person, and it is most important, I think, that we take a look at that latest piece entitled Betty Friedan, The Making of a Woman Hater. So at some point, perhaps we will cross that topic before the show is concluded. We, at this particular juncture, have a caller. That is Bill in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Bill. Is there? Okay. Well, Henry, I guess we're back to our conversation then. In regard to where we were before the break, you were talking about the fact that we are talking about a central banking cartel which is controlling the political events of our time, that this cartel, speaking of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, is a private cartel that is also involved in the occult, specifically in the context of Freemasonry. And they in turn control the corporate American news media, which means that for the most part they have controlled the debate, they have controlled the issues that are spoken of as well as the ones that are unspoken. They control the spin that is given to the events and issues of our time. And then you made reference to the internet and the fact that the internet has been our saving grace in regard to having an opportunity for any degree of debate and discussion of the real issues of our day. Do you think, as Steve Watson apparently thinks, that there is going to be a very serious attempt to engage in new federal and globalist regulation of the internet to try and cut off the things that, say, someone like yourself talks about routinely?
I think it might depend on just how effective we are and how quickly our message. So I think if they can restrict to 5% of the population or less, I think they won't see that. But if it starts spread, I think they'll take steps like restrict bandwidth, make it to access sites like mine.
Yes. And in regard to sites like yours, one of the things that we could talk about is at the very top of the page where you have an outline which begins, A, the tentacles of the octopus. Number one under that is feminism. What is feminism? What are its major tenets? Who and what do you think has been promoting feminism in this country, and for what purposes?
Well, historically, feminism was attempt to ensure that women have some basic human rights, are treated with dignity, and have the vote. But second wave feminism, that's the feminism that came in after the Second World War, it pretends to be about the same things, to be about equal opportunity. But if you look, that's the way the communists originated popular front movements all gave. They tend to be about something that nobody would disagree with, and they managed to fool the masses. When in fact, their real agenda, if you look a little deeper at what their advocates are saying, their real agenda is to deny that a woman should devote herself to her family and to get her satisfaction in life from being a mother and a wife. To deny those altogether and to tell them that their value only comes from a career success. And essentially we're in a heterosexual relationship, and a man depend on each other and have complementary roles, where a woman chooses a man can trust to look after her interests and therefore entrust her power to the man. Feminists are telling women they do not trust men, they're all predators and rapists, and you have to challenge their power. Now, when give power, when women seek power, they basically become like men, and that resulted in a rupture in the family, and soaring birth rates, and single mothers, and that's the true agenda of feminism, and the true agenda of communism, which is destroy the family, because that is a wholesome, positive social institution. It's the red blood cell of society, and that's why they want to destroy it.
What do you see as the relationship between feminism and the gay rights movement? I mean, just about any time I'm looking at a site and there's discussion of a conference where there's a feminist element there, there's almost inevitably someone there, or more than one person there, in the militant gay rights community. Why is that? What is the relationship between those two ideologies?
Well, feminism is essentially lesbianism, you know, in disguise. Lesbianism is homosexuality. Homosexuality and is a sexual concern for your sexual identity. So where women want to be men, when men want to be women. So essentially, they're one in the thing. What they have in common is a fear and hatred of the family and a desire, you know, to break the family and to separate sex from love and procreation. So, in other way, an advocacy of sex for its own sake outside the context of love and procreation. So, the hidden agenda of feminism and the hidden agenda of the sexual rights group are the same, the makeup of the family, advocacy of sex for its own sake. Now, the facade they use, of course, is different, but the hidden agendas are the same.
And presumably, if you have a society where sex is being pursued as an end in and of itself, apart from and aside from love, aside from procreation, and aside family structures, you're ultimately dealing, one imagine, with a society that has terminal cancer.
Yeah, so you're dealing with a bunch of isolated people who have sex brain and nothing else. They have no concern for the future, the world their children are going to live in, because children is not their concern. They're basically basically marauders. They're nomads, isolated nomads. That's what they want to be, so they can pretty well control us better.
Well, in regard to this, then, are we to see feminism and the gay rights movement, and let's add a third, which presumably related, the pornography industry, are we to see all of these different constituencies and components as part of a mass design to make us such a decadent, isolated, sex-saturated society that eventually we then become totally malleable in the hands of the central bench? Is that what this is about?
Yes. I mean, all the things you mentioned, pornography and obsession with sex, and the obsession with bodily functions, those are all symptoms of arrested development. So essentially, feminism is promoting arrested development. We need to marry and have strong families and have children in order to grow and evolve and naturally as human beings become fulfilled. Eventually, I mean, disinterested sex is an age-and-age thing around courtship. Eventually, sex assumes a fairly minor role in a marriage. The individual, sex is not a major concern. It's just, thus he's able to give his attention to far more constructive things. But because our development is arrested and we don't form stable marriages in which sex can be for granted, sex becomes an obsession, and we become, like many homosexuals, of sex, obsessed with promiscuity, and our development is arrested. And that's what they want to do. They will arrest our human development so that we don't become complete creatures who can recognize the political control that they're exercising and can challenge.
Yeah, so essentially in what you have a situation where a sexually obsessed society, presumably the family structure falls apart, presumably the church ceases to be a legitimate cultural influence, and as these basic institutions begin to wither, it seems that the power of the central state fault would begin to increase. Let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
America to you live, San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here with Dr. Henry Macau. Find his website at SaveTheMails.ca. Stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know those of us will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More is to help give you the freedom systems of the world and skyrocket fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give independence. You need to cook and make your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you. From stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. Stoves & More have the perfect products to complete your preparation. The first end who purchase a stove will get a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More is the best option at those prices on the web. So visit www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesmoreonline.com.
Found this company online and they had this really unique of salt products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products. also made with hemlock. I figured it would clean really well. The cleaning products wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural homeopathic time-tested remedies, visit solawellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines, specialized in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and additional materials. We have homeopathic detox options for chemtrails, radiation, MS, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. On the web and receive our new 100-page catalog. Current Herbal Healer News free. We log on herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcast Network. We are joined today by Dr. Henry Mackow. Henry is, among things, a member of the Breaking All the Rules Columns Guild. He has his own website, SaveTheMails.ca. That's Save the Mails, M-A-S, Save the Mails, D-A. And before the break, Dr. Mackow, we were speaking about this whole issue of feminism and the way in which feminism and homosexuality and pornography, presumably, in causing the breakdown of societies because of sex saturation. Sex saturation in turn breaks down the family structure. The breakdown of the family structure presumably affects the church and other entities based
Mark,
upon the...
When you want to conquer someone, it seems that a first principle is divide. And feminism is just about dividing men and women. Just like socialism, communism was about dividing the class from the owners of businesses and so on. And the civil movements was dividing blacks and whites and so on. The people behind these so-called human rights movements don't give a damn about the oppressed, don't give a damn about women, don't give a damn about homosexuals or blacks. They just want to create fissures in society.
Are those fissures that are created created with an end game in mind? So what is the end game?
Well, the end game is the gradual degradation of society so that people can be controlled. They're docile, they're weak, they're cowardly, they're stupid, and therefore they can be controlled because you're looking at a world where something like 5% of the wealth belongs to 2% of the people, 4% belongs to 1% of the people, and this trend is only going to get worse. So obviously, these extremely rich people want to undermine the majority so that they don't threaten this incredibly disproportionate range.
And so presumably, getting back to this whole issue of central banking and people like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, the feminist movement, the gay movement, and so forth and so on, and pornography become the instruments through which they keep a society divided, the constituencies of that society divided, and they introduce a level of passivity that causes there to be a great case of what I guess we could call a comatose state so that they don't figure exactly behind their plight and who's profiting.
Exactly. I mean, nothing demonstrates better than 9/11. Well, you know, thank God there's this 9/11 truth movement. But who would ever believe that the symbol of American capitalism, the World Trade Center, could be demolished, and 3,000 Americans slaughtered in broad daylight, and and the mass media and nobody to the bottom of it would claim that a plane crashed in Pentagon when there's no evidence of wreck whatever, when they claim that the World Trade collapsed when in fact it's obvious it was demolition. I mean, they're basically just thumbing their nose at the masses and saying we can pull any stunt, we can convince you of anything. You're so stupid.
Well, in regard to this 9/11 thing, Dr. Macau, I have read, of course, a little bit of what Stephen Jones has said on this, what Dr. Ron Larson has said about it up in Austin. He has a PhD in physics from Cornell. I know what Paul Roberts has written and Morgan Reynolds. So I'm satisfied that it was a controlled demolition. In regard to who the players were behind this whole thing, who do you see as those major players and why?
Well, I would, you know, and I'm guessing like anybody, well, I'm guessing on this, but it's essentially this secret network of high-level masons comprised elements, CIA elements, American military, the Mossad. There seems to be a Catholic Masonic element, Jesuit one. It's a network. Now, probably just a small, relatively small, and of course, people are empowered by the Rockefellers and central banking cartel. So, you know, all these people belong to the network. They planned this years in advance. And who exactly laid the explosives in the World Trade Center? I'm not sure. You know, as you know, there's evidence that explosives were put in the weekend before the attack.
We'll be back with Dr. Henry Macau of SaveTheMails.ca. This is Mark House America coming to you live from Tony Otis on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with power and a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop nearly a third of your electric. A good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. The solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, home of all solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your... No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And home when the kids get out of school. Working at home. Doing what? It's a long story. I started when I discovered the web. Earn money at home, 123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you did it for one of those internet deals, you?
Well, I looked in the cell, and this one is for real. Are you sure? I quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home. I've joined the success team and their major advertising cup. Our business is fully automated, which means more money and the time to enjoy it. Earning money while we're skiing this year.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can skiing this winter too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Kathleen East calls on Flicks and Chris to resist an attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John warns about the Zionists to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father Jatinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons used by the United States and that of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcast.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, from the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Dr. Henry Macau. You can find information about his writings, both Breaking All the Rules News Columnist Guild, as well as posts for Jeff Rentz at Rentz.com. But most importantly, for purposes of this conversation, you can find Henry's website at SaveTheMails.ca. You'll find articles there on feminism, Zionism, homosexuality, the Illuminati, central banking, Freemasonry. The list just goes on. And the titles of the articles will, I think, underscore just how important his work really is. And you're not going to find this information, obviously, in corporate news media. That's SaveTheMails.ca. At the bottom of the page is a provision to sign up for updates. Whenever Henry comes out with a new article, he can send you that information directly online so that you can stay abreast of what he's doing on your behalf and mine. Henry, before the break, we were talking about all kinds of things, I guess, including this whole business of feminism and the way in which feminism, by definition, is a tool in the hands of central bankers to strengthen their own hand and to strengthen the hand of the central state that serves them. What do you see? And I know that this is a controversial question, and it relates, of course, to so many things going on in our world right now, including the 9/11 situation. What do you see as the relationship between feminism and the Jewish lobby? I mean, I find myself reading all kinds of things written by feminists who have Jewish last names. I notice that groups like Hadassah routinely feature pro-feminist and pro-abortion articles and guests and columnists and so forth. What are we to make of this relationship?
Well, let me rephrase your question and let us ask, what is the role of Jewish people and in terms of the New World Order? Let's look at it that way, okay?
Okay, perfect.
I'm Jewish myself, but I'm what I call an assimilated Jew. That is, I essentially identify with the welfare of my fellow citizens. I also happen to identify with Christ's teachings, which I think are enlightened and the only way forward for mankind. The problem is that all of society's institutions and religions have been pretty much infiltrated and co-opted by the central bankers who have unlimited means. So they've taken over a lot of Christian organizations. They pretty well run behind the scenes things like the Salvation Army and the YMCA even. I mean, our society is saturated with this Masonic world banker influence. And the Jews are no exception to this rule. Jewish organizations in general and Zionist organizations in particular are funded and run by the central bankers through their network of foundations and corporations. And so Jews who might think that they're pursuing the Jewish interests, Jewish self-interest. In fact, like members of other groups, like Americans in Iraq, for example, they're basically being used. So, the Jews represent a disproportionate influence in the New World Order. Zionists are one of the strongest instruments of the central bankers. But they're not being used in the interests of Jews. But Jews and nobody can absolve themselves of responsibility for participating in these destructive movements, even though I think they're dupes. Does that answer your question?
I think so. So essentially, what you would see then is this notion that the New World Order is the central agenda of the central bankers, and that communism, Zionism, feminism, the gay rights movement, and so forth, are simply the things through which the central bankers operate to co-opt people, to confuse them, to dupe them, to divide them, to make them passive in some respects, and therefore to ultimately achieve their own end, which in the end analysis is simply total political and economic control.
Absolutely. Well, they already exercise the control, and so there's just a constant process of making sure that any potential opposition is rendered impotent.
Well, as far as Freemasonry is concerned, you know, in terms of a little bit of the history of Freemasonry, I know that we don't have a lot of time to go into this, but as far as a little bit of the history of Freemasonry and some of its central core tenets, how do you understand this, and how does this fit into the larger New World Order situation?
Well, in my view, Freemasonry is apparently many people say it's based on mystery religions and based on the Jewish Kabbalah. To me, the teachings are a lot of gobbledygook and pseudo mysticism, and to try to unravel them and understand them would be to succumb to them. So I just look at what is their effect, and essentially their effect, from what I can see, is to portray human beings as essentially animals with no divine element and no divine responsibility to be better people, to sacrifice our material and animal and sexual desires in order to transform ourselves into better people. In other words, the end result is to see people in naturalistic terms. And the second result is to have a kind of pseudo-mystical notion that, yes, we can become gods without ever transforming ourselves into more moral human beings, that we are gods already. So it's kind of paradoxical. They see us as both animals and gods, but essentially it's not a paradox. They want us animals to believe that we are gods. You follow me?
Yes.
And then essentially the real gods are going to be not the masses who are just being flattered, but the very, very rich. And the very, very rich will determine what is right and what is wrong. So in terms of philosophy, that's the way I see Freemasonry. And in practical terms, what it is is an elaborate network of people who are essentially in a cult situation and who will essentially obey orders and will act in cohesion. And that's the practical result of Freemasonry.
Yes, and as you look at this whole thing then, coming full circle to both 9/11 and the present American military role in Iraq and presumably at some point Iran, God forbid, is all of this simply to be understood in regard to the conspiracy of central banking connected to Freemasonry, that there's not only a profit motive here, but there is a worldwide design and desire to control globally, and that therefore these incidents that we see in world history and these wars that we watch on television and in some cases participate in are just a direct outgrowth of a master plan that most people don't understand?
Absolutely. There's evidence of this master plan, you know, have come out on numerous occasions, and I've written about them on my website. People can go to my site and Google the House report. It just shows that essentially the New World Order is the British Empire repackaged for the 21st century. The British Empire was never British. It was always the brainchild of this small central banking elite that's located in London, and essentially their goal is to colonize the whole world, including England. And the British Empire was the first stage of that. But you've got the House report, in which they pretty well admit that the League of Nations was just a way of getting the United States back under English control or Illuminati control. And then, there's the Red Symphony, which I devote three articles which outlines the whole fact that communism was just a fraud to create division in the world and create a kind of dichotomy. Of course, there's the Protocols of Zion, which is, one of the original Illuminati documents. It's all laid out in numerous, numerous documents and even in confessions by, or letters by Illuminati members like or defectors like Sfali. I've got a big article on what she says. So the truth does leak out. This is a long-term program that was established probably hundreds of years ago, but the modern form was established around 1775. It's a long-term conspiracy to enslave mankind. I'm afraid it's well advanced.
Yeah, yes. No, I was going to say seems to be extremely well advanced.
Yeah, yeah. The beauty of it is they don't want people to even know it. They're not free, So people have the illusion of freedom. And as long as they have to maintain the illusion of freedom, hopefully people who are aware of what's really going on will have a high degree of freedom, if you follow me.
Yes. Well, do you think that this Iraq war might be a two-edged sword for the central bankers and for the Freemasons and presumably for the Zionists as well in our government? And the reason I ask this is it's pretty apparent to most people, even those who watch TV news, it's apparent by now that something is way wrong over there. It's costing a lot more money and a lot more lives than had been advertised by Wolfowitz and others 4 years ago. And as this whole disaster continues to unfold, do you think that this time these guys have dug themselves a hole that could be the beginning of a political backlash against their program?
I wish I could say yes, but part of their agenda is just promoting war and building up the U.S. debt to incredible levels. Part of their agenda is to weaken the United States, to weaken the prestige of the United States in the world, and the faith of the American people and their government. All of those things are designed to make Americans accept world government. And also they're making incredible amounts of money in this war. So I can't say that I think that their objectives are being thwarted in the Middle East. I think they always operate in a way where they hedge their bets. They win both ways. They may lose a little if they don't quite get control of Iraqi oil, but I don't think there's any plan to leave Iraq. I think they're going to let this soar fester indefinitely. And I that's indicated by the fact that the Democrats, like Hillary Clinton, doesn't. She's not even talking about getting out of Iraq. I think they'll run Clinton, and then someone like Giuliani will win, and we'll be back where we started.
Yeah, and as proof of that assertion, I have said on the air before that I'm absolutely amazed when I read the texts of these speeches given by McCain and Giuliani on the one hand, and on Clinton by Clinton and Obama on the other, before groups like AIPAC, that it's like you've got the same speechwriter writing all four of the texts.
Well, sure, and you know, you turn on the news and ABC, NBC, CBS, and CNN all have the same items, you know. I mean, let's face it, there's one directing hand in our political and cultural life. And, you know, it's further evidenced by the fact that dissidents like myself, like yourself, you know, rarely get a platform. And when someone like Rosie O'Donnell gets a platform, you know, we have to wonder what the agenda there is.
Well, very clearly. And, you know, it seems to me as I watch this whole thing that we're back full circle to that whole issue of corporate controlled news media as opposed to alternative media, where the latter presumably is the one that's providing us with qualitative and quantitative data on all these subjects. And to me, the gap is ever widening in regard to the difference in credibility between the former and the latter. And I just hope that there are enough people availing themselves of the alternative media that there is some semblance of independent thought out there. In regard to estimating the percentage of independent thought that may be lurking with the American populace, I know that this is a guess on your part, as it would be on mine, but what do you think is the percentage of the American public that reads about any of this, that thinks about any of this, and cares about any of it?
Well, Mark, you know, your guess is as good as mine, but I would think that less than 10% of the American public is we could call informed, and I would think another 40 or 50% of the American public are dissatisfied, and then the remaining maybe 40-50% are duped, maybe 40%. Those are the people who still apparently support George Bush.
Yes, and we'll see how this plays out in the days ahead. You know, looking at some of your articles, Henry, I've noticed a couple of them dealing with Zionism that I'd like to ask you about in the few minutes that we have left. This
sure.
is Mark Ankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Dr. Henry Macau. You can find his website at SaveTheVeals.ca. Stay tuned.
World War III, rising fuel prices, financial collapse, trucker strike, North American Union. Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 22.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We're back. This is Mark Hancock of America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We've been very privileged today to have Dr. Henry Macau with us. His website can be found at savethemails.ca. You'll read things there about central banking, Zionism, communism, feminism, the Freemasonic orders, and so forth and so on, that are well worth your time as far as understanding the hidden but powerful forces at work in so many of the things that we see being manifested presently in world history. Dr. Macau, in these final minutes, I know that this is kind of like asking someone to discuss the doctrine of the Holy Trinity in 5 minutes or less, but you, as a Jewish person, have written a lot about Zionism. There's one piece from June the 27th, 2004, on your site entitled Zionism, a Conspiracy Against Jews. How so?
Absolutely, because quite simply, you know, Jews are given to believe that they're persecuted for no reason, which in fact, if you look at history, the reason Jews were persecuted was because of a conflict of interests between Jews and their Gentile neighbors. But it's my view that the that the Holocaust and the anti-Semitism in Germany was actually put in place by the central bankers. There's no question that Hitler was financed by the central bankers, and he was, you know, the greatest anti-Semite of all time. So the central bankers, many of whom are nominally Jewish, put Hitler in in order to traumatize the Jews using anti-Semitism so that they would go and set up Israel. And Israel is meant to be a headquarters for the New World Order, which is Masonic, not Jewish in character. So I'm saying the Holocaust and Zionism was a trick on the Jewish people to make the Jewish people devote their lives to this Jewish state, which is a moral abomination, because they kicked out and murdered and now imprison millions of Palestinians. So it's a blight on the Jewish people, and so I'm one Jew saying, and I think I'm the most pro-Jewish person of all, saying we're being hoodwinked, we're being led into immoral ways. We have done, Jews have done immoral, horrible immoral things now to the Palestinians, and that's why I say Zionism is a conspiracy against Jews.
Yeah, and I noticed one of your other pieces, you indicate that the so-called Jewish conspiracy, quote-unquote, is actually British imperialism. Comment on that briefly, if you would.
Well, when you look at these central bankers, they've all intermarried with the British aristocracy. And this pattern of intermarriage between the Jewish financial elite and the leading families of Europe and America is pretty consistent. So they don't really represent Jews at all, but they're quite happy to let people think that the Jews are all organized and engaged in some kind of a conspiracy, when in fact the Jews, like everybody else, is just a pawn in the central banker's game.
Dr. Henry Macau, I'd really like to thank you for being here. being on Mark Danforth's America Today, which has come to us live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. Listeners really need to avail themselves of Dr. Macau's site, which you can find at SaveTheMails.ca. We have the information from KTR News in regard to Dr. Macau's appearance today with a URL link to his site. Thank you very much for being on today, Dr. Macau. We'll be back on Mark Danforth's America tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Time.
The eye of the tiger.
It's true. Gold and silver have been